Earlier today on the show, we heard from an American passenger who chose to stay in quarantine on board the Diamond Princess cruise ship near Japan. Hundreds of passengers on the ship have tested positive for the new disease known as COVID-19. It is a remarkable situation, but Dr. Isaac Bogosh, an infectious disease specialist at the University of Toronto, says outbreaks on ships are not so unusual.
There have been very well documented cases of gastrointestinal infections and outbreaks of these infections on cruise ships, primarily with norovirus, which is, you know, a pretty contagious infection that has, you know, a short but, you know, unfortunately rather severe gastrointestinal illness associated with it. But I think a lot of people are forgetting that there have been some pretty high-profile respiratory virus outbreaks on cruise ships as well. For example, influenza epidemics or outbreaks on cruise ships. When we have many, many, many individuals, often in the thousands of individuals in close quarters on a cruise ship, that certainly can promote and even enhance the transmission of these infections.
There are some Japanese disease specialists who are now telling reporters that the quarantining of the Diamond Princess was a bad idea. And then there are others who've been quoted saying that given what everyone knew at the time, it was the best decision to balance the health of the greater good with the interests of individuals. So what do you think?
The ultimate goal was laudable. The ultimate goal was care for people that are infected, prevent other people on the boat from getting infected. And we have to also factor in some logistics here. I mean, there's 3,700 people. I think it would be extremely challenging to rapidly find appropriate accommodations at the snap of a finger for 3,700 people on the mainland. But then when we step back and look at the 30,000-foot view, it does not appear that this was successful. And we know day by day by day, there were more and more people who were found to be positive for this infection. It does not appear that this quarantine measure on this particular ship worked well.
It seems the removal of passengers from the ship and where they're going to a hospital in Japan or to quarantine in the United States, it feels a little pell-mell. Is there an international protocol for how quarantine is supposed to unfold?
No, I think really this will be under the guidance of the local public health team. So in this case, the ship is in Japanese waters, and the protocols will be under the Japanese public health team's coordination. You know, this may have looked completely different if this was in another country. But in general, quarantines have been used in the past. And, you know, there's obviously very historic use of quarantine before, you know, preventing, for example, yellow fever importation from various countries to new regions where people were kept on the boat for, you know, several days and up to a month at a time before they were allowed to dock. But, you know, in the modern era, this would certainly be at the more extreme end of the spectrum for a public health response to contain an epidemic.
Dr. Isaac Bogosh, an infectious disease specialist at the University of Toronto. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.